everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I appreciate all of you joining us for this fantastic Thursday. Man, there are a ton of stories that we are going to be talking about today. Let me give you a little bit of a rundown of where we're headed. The border has absolutely collapsed. Yes, remember the border? The place where you can come across the border without any vaccine papers at all, but you can't go to a restaurant in New York City or L.A. We're going to get into all of that. Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, going to join us in the third hour to give us the latest there. COVID hysteria has spread in, some might say, a rapid fashion, even metastasizing, even exponentially spreading, as was one of the favorite words back in the day, Buck. L.A. County, the day after Gavin Newsom wins the recall election, I'm sure the timing was coincidental. Bars, sporting events, Chargers, Dodgers, Rams, you have to have now a COVID vaccine in order to enter those facilities. It is total insanity. General Milley, questions continue to rise about his actions, whether or not they were appropriate or not. But we begin with some different clips that we're going to play for you here in a little bit with what I believe, and I think, Buck, you're going to back up on this idea as well. As soon as Joe Biden tried to make vaccines mandatory, he created a clear othering. And what I mean by that is you were either in the vaccine camp or you were not. And we already know that many people were using their vaccination status as a form of moral authority, as a form of social justice warrioring with the masks and everything else. And as soon as Joe Biden said, get vaccinated, you are the problem, then the mandate has emboldened so many people all over this country. And we're going to play you some clips that are going viral of behavior in restaurants in New York City, in Targets, all over this country. The idea is now, if you don't have the vaccine, you are a second-class citizen.
It's absolutely true. I mean, this is what you're seeing playing out in major cities like New York and elsewhere. And Clay, this is proving also what we've been saying all along. People are pretending that they're so concerned with the health of the unvaccinated. But the kind of people that will follow you around at a store and heckle you over not having a mask.
Yes, which is happening.
Which is happening, continues to happen even at this phase, are vaccinated, masked up individuals who are actually quietly terrified themselves. They're neurotic. They have no ability to gauge the risk of COVID to themselves. You're not seeing 85-year-olds chasing after people saying, you know, where's your mask? You're seeing, you know, guys in their 40s, maybe their 30s, or you're seeing, you know, women around the same age. And it's because their brains have been corrupted by too much Fauciism. It's because they're addicted to the pretense that they're better than other people because they're doing things that, in the case of masking, do not make a difference. I mean, they can sit around and pretend all day long. Cloth masks, the biggest study out of Bangladesh showed, basically don't do anything. I mean, within the margin of error, maybe you could say, but is it worth it to everybody to walk around with a stupid cloth mask on their faces because of the theoretical possibility that it might limit some COVID spread? And then the moment you start pulling the mask down, everything we've said is true. Clay, we are in a period of mass media and mass hysteria combined.
Yes.
And the results are not good.
No, and I don't know where this goes, Buck. And we're going to play you here in a little bit some of these clips of confrontations that are occurring. In fact, let's go ahead. I think we have cut 17. So this is an ugly sort of example of what othering can create. So a black man in New York City with his family goes into a restaurant.
Yeah, wife and small child, just so everybody
understands. Wife and small child. And a white restaurant manager comes out and asks to see his papers. Now, this has, for anybody who has ever studied history, this has, the racial dynamic does, an incredibly uncomfortable and archaic history here in the United States of needing papers in order to travel, in order to be able to live your life in the days of slavery. And so this man, and I think we had to edit it a little bit, is inside of a restaurant. Let's make it clear here. When you're in a restaurant, you are not wearing a mask, right? You are sitting down. We have this ridiculous kabuki theater that we have created where you wear a mask in to be seated at the restaurant, and then you immediately take the mask off and start to eat. But they have begun to enforce in New York City. They are soon to be enforcing this in Los Angeles. The idea that you can't go to a restaurant unless you are vaccinated. Well, despite the fact that the media wants to continue to tell us that it is all Trump voters who are unvaccinated, the highest percentage of people that are unvaccinated in this country are black and Hispanic. And so the majority, at least the last time you saw it, Buck, the majority of black people in theory are not able to go out to a restaurant in New York City. They're not able to go to a gym. They're not able to go to a movie. They're not able to live a life of normalcy in New York City.
And let's remember that there's often a doctrine, a legal approach that people will use called disproportionate impact, right? They'll say, even if a law or a rule, the left loves this, and
yes,
one of the best examples of it is voter ID. Voter ID is a universally applicable non-racial standard that you could have for every human being of the, every citizen, I should say, of the appropriate age can show up, can show ID, can vote. But they'll say, well, there's a disproportionate impact, meaning
yes,
for whatever reason, a larger percentage of minorities in this country, racial minorities, are affected by the ID requirement. Therefore, even if the rule itself is not racist, it has a racist outcome, right? This law in New York City that's barring somebody from being able to sit down and enjoy a public accommodation, which we all know for a long time now, public accommodations don't get to just serve or not serve whoever they want. This goes all the way back to the civil rights movement, right? We all know this has been the country we're living in. And this disproportionately, the vaccine passport law, impacts and affects negatively minorities in the city of New York, and leftists suddenly don't care about this legal doctrine.
And what's interesting here is the people in the restaurant are, there's one guy who like flips the bird at this guy and his family. They are supporting the idea that he should be kicked out of the restaurant. But I just want you to listen to this. There are confrontations that are going viral all over the country now over mask requirements, over vaccine requirements. And again, the likelihood that this is in any way making us safer is highly unlikely based on all the data. And again, I think Joe Biden doing the vaccine mandate has made it such that many of these people feel emboldened and as if they are on the side of moral justice. Listen to what happened in New York.
Everybody in here is okay with that? Everybody's in here okay with setting segregation in society? Everybody's okay with that? Oh, we don't have our vaccine card, so now the kids can't eat. We can't eat. You guys are okay with that? This is the America you want to live in? Is this the America you want to live in? No, you see? You're not American. That's why you need to get the out of here if you're not American. All right? Get the out of here. Okay? This is America, and in America, everybody can eat.
I love this guy. I want to take him out to dinner. I want to make him dinner. I want to hang
America,
out with him.
Everybody can eat.
And feed his whole family, because, Clay, the worst person in the clip, in my opinion, is actually, I'm angry, because look, is anyone enforcing that? I mean, you know, he could do what they did at the U.S. Open, the restaurateur, right? He could say, show me something. Oh, yeah, that looks like a vaccine passport, right? I mean, give me a break. No one's really going to enforce it that closely. But if he's worried, there could be health department people. You know, I get it. He could be fined. For me, the worst person in the whole situation are the patrons who are like, yeah, get out of here. We don't want you here. One guy even sticks his middle finger up at him in front of his wife and kids, by the way, which is a total scum maneuver to do. And you look at this, you say, that guy, the little turd who's sitting there, who's, you know, putting his middle finger up at this father and husband when he's just trying to have a meal. That's why we're in. That guy watches too much MSNBC and believes too much Fauci.
And too much CNN, because I want to play cut 14 here. We now have media that are encouraging behavior like this. CNN's Don Lemon last night said it's time to start shaming anti-vaxxers, even though that's not the right phrase. Let's leave them behind. Listen to Don Lemon.
It is a minority of people. And so I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly again. Yes, they are. The people who aided and abetted Trump are stupid because they believed his big lie. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind, because they are keeping the majority of Americans behind. You didn't feel that way about the polio vaccine. You don't feel that way about measles, mumps, rubella when it comes to your children. And all of a sudden, this vaccine is different. What's different about it? The only different thing about it is because of your politics today.
I love how Don Lemon asks a rhetorical question. What's different about it? As if that's some kind of a slam. A lot of things are different about it, you idiot. For one thing, we're already being told that there's vaccine failure. How many of you have been told, oh, yeah, that MMR vaccine you got to get another one in 4 or 5 months because your protection is going down. Clay, they don't want people to know and see the Israeli data or the UK data for that matter.
That's right.
Because it proves beyond reasonable doubt that not only, here's what the narrative has been for the last, you know, 90 days, basically, last 60 days, we'll say. Okay, fine. Maybe you can, and by the way, you absolutely can get and give COVID after you're vaccinated. That is clear.
Which
beyond
initially
any doubt,
they told us was not true.
So they were wrong about that. And now, with the passage of time and further vaccine failure or diminution, to borrow a Fauci word, of the effectiveness of the vaccine, what we're seeing is people are actually able to get hospitalized and even die as the vaccines drop off in efficacy, which does happen. And that's why they're saying you need the booster shot. Well, this is not, you know, this is a whole change in what we've been told over the last 6 months. But now they're certain, Clay. Now they have certainty.
And look, I think the likelihood here is that this is going to continue to get worse. And when we come back, we're going to play you. You're not even going to believe this. And you really need to see this video for yourself. Both Buck and I have tweeted it out at Clay Travis, at Buck Sexton. There are people walking around inside of stores, approaching people not wearing masks and trying to publicly shame them for not wearing their masks. And the worst group that is doing this, Buck, grown men who are harassing women all over stores. And we've got a viral video example of that that we're going to play for you from a Target store that will, I think, kind of blow your mind.
Any grown man present who did not step in to tell this guy to back off should feel a little twinge of shame, honestly. I mean, granted, they weren't necessarily mask shaming her, But a guy following a woman around, harassing her in this way, any red-blooded American male should step in and say, hey, buddy.
I agree.
Back off. Why don't you back off? This guy's a... Because, you know, I tweet this. I really believe this. There's a direct correlation with men who mask shame and low testosterone. I'm telling you, if we could do...
I 100% agree with that, too.
If we could do the medical testing, I'm telling you, there's a lot of low T among the mask shamers. But there's also a lot of great sleep among the MyPillow owners because...
What a transition.
You like that one?
I do
cool,
like that.
The other
well
side
done.
Of the pillow. I love my MyPillow products. They've changed my sleep for the better. I'm getting better sleep than I have in years. But it's not just the pillow. I've got the Giza Dream sheets, the mattress topper, the MyTowel. I dried off the MyTowel this morning. And now the My Slippers. You got to get these if you don't already. Mike Lindell took over 2 years to develop them, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tier cushioning system. Two layers of MyPillow foam and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue, clay, and all-day comfort. I get up, I make my coffee in the morning, I got my slippers on.
My wife wears these things everywhere. She loves them. I'm impressed by them, too. They are incredibly comfortable. My mom just told me she got some. She loves them. And right now, all of you can get 50% off on your own My Slippers. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code CLAYANDBUCK. The slippers come with a one-year warranty. Where have you even heard of a shoe with a one-year warranty? That's what these slippers are. 60-day money-back guarantee as well. Lots of other specials on the website. You need to go today and check them all out. MyPillow.com, promo code CLAYANDBUCK, or you can call 800-792-3269.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We are talking about the culture of otherizing and mask shaming and vax shaming that is growing in the country right now. And I think it's in part because, one, people are, at least anyone who's paying attention, is seeing that their belief that all it takes is just people get the shot and then it's all going to go away. How many shots? For how long? At what efficacy rate? But then beyond that, there's also the Biden administration giving quite a bit of license to people to feel like, you know what? I should go around and be the vaccine police. I should be the one that points out, where are his papers? He's not allowed to eat here. I'm going to humiliate someone in front of their family because I'm a Biden voter who watches CNN. Here's Joe
That's
Biden.
That's where we are. That's what they sound like,
that
too.
Is what, isn't it amazing how often they do sound like that, by
yes.
the way?
Yes.
Here is Joe Biden, though, who's saying something. I mean, he's Mr. You know, just the facts, folks. Just, you know, no joke. The facts and the science and all that stuff. We got a problem. I want Clay to answer whether or not he's correct here.
The vaccine requirements work, and more companies are instituting them. Even at Fox News, they require it. And I'm not being facetious when I say that, but it's interesting that they've stepped forward and done that as well.
Not true, Buck.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a Fox employee, Clay. What's going on?
Biden lied there. He's probably misinformed. I don't think he was necessarily intentionally lying because I don't think he's smart enough to know a lot of the facts surrounding details. It's not true. There's no vaccine mandate at Fox. I go on Fox News all the time. I'll be down in Gainesville, Florida this weekend. Hope to meet some people who are going to be there for the Alabama-Florida game. Shaking hands, going around all the bars, doing live television. There's no mandate. Lots of people are vaccinated. And again, if you want to make that choice yourself, you can. But I'm not vaccinated. And I go on Fox News and Fox Sports and Big Fox Network all the time because there is no vaccine mandate. So Joe Biden spoke there incorrectly and spread a falsehood to the entire country.
Seems like that's an issue. I mean, I would like him to get the facts correct if he's going to be walking around bludgeoning everybody as though they refuse to listen to the science and they refuse to believe what's going on. I mean, Clay, here's another fun one. I just feel like people should. There's a peer-reviewed study out right now. Now, by the peer review is always, you know, whatever. But there's a real scientific study, shedding of infectious SARS-CoV-2 despite vaccination, that is out. And these are the kind of things people should know about. This article, it has not yet been peer-reviewed, but it is printed. And this is a serious. This is from, it's got Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, it's got Yale on it and all the rest. Immunized asymptomatic people are spreading COVID all over the place at a statistically greater rate than the unimmunized.
That's a pretty big deal.
That would be, look, that's not definitive.
That's a blockbuster.
But if that's a pretty big blockbuster deal.
Finding. Yeah. It would say that if you're vaccinated, you're spreading the virus more than the unvaccinated are. That would classify as a major deal. Also, this classifies a major deal. You can save up to $800 a year for your family just by changing where you get your cell phone coverage. You can continue to use the same phones, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile phones. You get to keep the exact same phone number, but you're going to pay way less. Right now, you get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. My 13-year-old is on his own Pure Talk plan. They have been in my house. These are fantastic, trustworthy people that can save your family a bundle. Right now, get your phones, dial #250 and say Pure Talk, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Pure Talk. You'll get a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk. Do it today, #250, say Pure Talk. Wow, look at that. All the fancy bells and whistles being brought into the show. Speaking of which, by the way, Buck, we're talking before the show started, trying to get our Ole Miss Alabama weekend planned where you'll go to your first ever college football game. Should be a lot of fun. But what is not a lot of fun is all of this chaos surrounding vaccine mandates that really Joe Biden has unleashed. Because I do think that a big part of why you're seeing so many confrontations now, and that video that we played for you earlier of the black family that's being kicked out of a New York restaurant for not showing their vaccine papers, is, I think, going to spread virally very, very rapidly, because it calls into question what we talked about, Buck. We said as soon as these vaccine papers start to get enforced, minorities who are the least vaccinated in New York City are going to be living in a Jim Crow-like era where there is one rule for the vaccinated and one rule for the unvaccinated. And as you just said as we went to break, and this would be a blockbuster revelation if it's proven to be true, there is a study out there that suggests that one reason why we have seen such a rise of late in COVID is because people who are vaccinated are spreading COVID more frequently than people who are unvaccinated. This would flip everything on its head, Buck, because all of these vaccinated people who are lecturing the unvaccinated people about how unsafe they're making it, it may well be. And look, this is wild. I mean, but I just want you to think about it. According to this study, as we have rapidly increased the number of people that we have vaccinated, simultaneously, the number of people testing positive for COVID has skyrocketed. Why would that be? It doesn't necessarily follow logical sense. This is one potential explanation. And for people out there who are like, okay, well, where is this coming from? This is, as you said, Buck, and I'm reading it right now, it is a pretty significant study that is going to be printed, that as you run through it, and again, I'm not a doctor, but it talks about the spread of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And there is an argument here based on this article that the vaccinated are spreading COVID more than the unvaccinated.
Right. And essentially it creates a situation where the young and healthier who are vaccinated are more likely to have no symptoms at all, right?
That's
remember,
right.
How do you, what's the best thing you can do during flu season? When we go back to when we were still normal in our psychology about all these things, you're sick, you stay home, you stay away from people, right? Because you're going to infect people. That's, and you try to limit it that way. So imagine if we had a flu season where you had a whole lot of people with very heavy viral load who felt 100% fine, right? You would see enormous spikes in the spread of that disease. There's also something, again, I am not a doc. I wish I should have, we should have asked Dr. McCary about this, but we'll have our friend Berenson on, who's also not a doc, but he was right on the Israeli data, as we've all been telling everybody. Now, even the Biden administration, I mean, they're right now, Clay, there's a fight over, do we need boosters? Do we not need boosters?
That's
people
right.
are going back and forth over this.
And is it an age range where they, I think that may end up being ultimately the determinant is, maybe you're over 50 or 60, you get a booster.
Right.
But if you're 22, you don't need a booster.
Basically, like how we deal with the flu in this country,
yes.
which is, you know, my parents get the flu shot. And I say, yeah, you guys should get the flu shot. I don't want them getting
right.
hospitalized or worse with the flu. So they get the flu shot. But this is something I'm putting this out there again, because this has been brought to my attention by doctors who will talk to me and never want to. They don't want to speak out because they don't want to lose their license or have people, you know, send them death threats. But this is from National Geographic, Clay, as we're talking about this. And then we do have to get to this mask-shaming lunatic.
Yes.
But this, I just want to put this out there for people. Over the past 50 years, Merrick's disease, this is from 2015, an illness of fowl, has become fowler. Merrick's is caused by a highly contagious virus related to those that cause herpes in humans. It spreads through the dust of contaminated chicken coops and causes both paralysis and cancer. In the 1970s, new vaccines brought the disease under control. But Merrick's disease didn't go gently into that good night. Within 10 years, it started evolving into more virulent strains, which now trigger more severe cancers and afflict chickens at earlier ages. Now, this is an example of, this is a totally different disease from COVID. I don't understand the, but this is an example of what can happen when a vaccine is called leaky.
Yes.
Do we have, this is the question that I would want to pose to an MD. And I don't know, but I have seen what's going on. We have seen the data. Do we have a leaky vaccine here? And what are the implications of that? We know it doesn't stop the virus. It doesn't stop the virus from being spread.
Best case scenario at this point is a flu shot, basically, right?
And you start to look at some of this stuff. Remember, they've been telling us, oh, it's the unvaccinated who are the reservoirs for the new variant or for a mutation. Well, based on Merrick's, it was actually a vaccine in that case. This is from National Geographic, folks. This is not from, you know, rightwinghatevax.com or something. That can actually create reservoirs for the disease to spread very rapidly and evolve in hosts who stay alive. And this can be the Merrick syndrome can be a big problem. I'm just putting it out there. But
I think it's worth considering. Should we play the Target video when we come back, Buck? Should we save it for the close of the hour?
Let's do it, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll come back to it.
All right. So this is, I just want you to listen. I think this is like a minute long, and I want to paint a picture here for you right before we start it. This is a Sideshow Bob looking character, right? Puffy, orange hair, not in good shape, probably in his 30s or 40s, man who is walking around trying to shame a woman in a Target for not wearing her mask. This man not only has a mask on, he has a lapel pin that is like put into his t-shirt that says that he's been vaccinated.
Does he have a Biden-Harris thermos with soy milk in it, or am I just imagining that?
No, I think, again, to your point, if we tested this man's testosterone, it would be incredibly low. I'm not sure that he has functional testicles, but let's listen to this.
You're vaccinated?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? Because I already have natural immunity.
Yeah.
You're not going to follow me around in the store and point at me to people, so I will video you.
So we have a state regulation that...
And it's not a law. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to insult me now. So my wife is a...
Leave her alone.
Here.
Infectious
diseases.
Oh, is she?
What are you doing?
I'm getting you to leave her alone.
This is between the two of us.
So what? Leave her alone. You got your mask on. You're safe. I'm sure you're vaccinated, too.
He has a badge that says it.
I do.
It's a choice. Just leave her alone.
No, there's a store requirement and a state requirement.
What are you even in here for?
It's the community to come together.
You're not even shopping.
Sure
you're going around to harass people.
And make sure that people are shamed.
He was following me. He won't leave me alone. By publicly shaming me?
The public venue. Yeah, you're making a bad decision. You're a bad American.
I am. I totally am. And I voted for Trump.
Yeah, you're a bad person. You're a bad person for doing
it. He's not a bad person because my mom was vaccinated and still ended up in the hospital with COVID. It's her choice.
Yeah, but you don't know about that.
This is America.
He even has a badge on that says it. He's been following me around the store yelling at me.
Are you serious?
Yes. These ladies have been very supportive.
Yeah, you're a bad American.
I love these.
The ladies are feisty.
They are letting this dude have it. But what kind of pathetic chump of a grown-ass man walks around in a friggin' Target with a mask on, with a badge that says he's been vaccinated, Buck, lecturing a woman who is there shopping because she's not wearing her mask and says she's a bad American? Look, these guys, this is the benefit. Like, people are like, oh, we need to have a kinder, gentler America. Guys like that who are harassing women in stores need to get their ass kicked, right? And if you're bragging about your wife's educational level to justify your being a pathetic loser, maybe just get a life and recognize what a pathetic loser you are. But I love these women standing up to
him. They're standing up to him. I didn't see if there was a guy nearby, to be fair, who could have, you know, but I'm saying if you were a guy, you know, stepping in there would be absolutely the right move. But remember, what this is also showing you, this guy who literally has, I made a joke about the soy thermos with, you know, Biden-Harris on it, but, I mean, he's got one at home, we all know that, but he does have a badge that says, I'm vaccinated, he walks around with.
Imagine having that badge.
This is now vaccine signaling instead of virtue signaling, but which is really just the same thing, a variant, if you will, of it, and Clay... The pretense here all along is that guys like this one, you know, soy guys walking around here harassing women about masks, they act like they care about what's happening to the unvaccinated. But that's not true. They're actually cowards who are neurotics who are worried that they're going to be exposed even with their mask, even with their vaccine, even with fleeting contact in a large space. Oh, my gosh, what if I get COVID? You got COVID. I got COVID. Let it ride if you're under 50. Like, stop being such babies. What is wrong with everybody?
Imagine being a woman voluntarily sleeping with that man. I actually am angrier at that woman. I hope they haven't propagated and had kids, because you know those kids are going to grow up and be huge. I got to be careful. Wusses as well.
A lot of the good words we would use for coward, by the way, no longer allowed to use, which I find distressing. But that's a conversation we can continue another time. Morgan wrote into our friends at Carnivore Trading complimenting them on their advice that allowed him to make a, get this, 486% gain on one particular stock. It was not the first time that Carnivore heard words like that. Carnivore Trading is a group of Wall Street legends. I know these guys. I'm in constant contact with them. They've determined they want to share their trades with you and me. As they determine the moves they're going to make, you and I get the information in real time. Now, not all recommendations are going to deliver a 486% return, obviously, but they're going to be precisely what this group of legendary traders are known for, and they do make picks with big gains. Do you want this type of advice from experts, or do you want advice from a broker or financial advisor who's not paying attention, doesn't really care? The choice is yours. These guys live and die by their record. Try Carnivore Trading for 2 weeks for free. Online right now, go to GetOurTrades.com and use the promo code USA. That's GetOurTrades.com, promo code USA. See website for terms and conditions. Past performance, not a guarantee of future earnings.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
When I rejoined the Paris Climate Accord after we had been pulled out of it, the goal set when our last administration, the Obama-Biden administration, when that was set, they were set that we had more time. We don't have the time now. The goals are different because the necessity is there. We don't have a lot of time. We don't have much more than 10 years, for real.
I didn't.
We don't have time. We're running out of time.
Every 10 years, you have some new push. It's really every 5 years, but every 10 years for sure of, if we don't do all this Green New Deal socialism craziness right away, the whole country's going to fall apart. It's an existential threat. That is, in fact, the language that they frequently use. An existential threat to the human race, to our species. So they can justify anything under that rubric, right? They can tell you we can run every aspect of your life, even more so than COVID. And remember, they're already making noise about how the science has justified all these extreme measures and overreaction on COVID. And they want that same mobilization of sciency authoritarianism in order to get more of their climate change agenda through. Clay, can you have a quote? I mean, this is incredible. From Pelosi. Can you share this Pelosi quote with everybody?
Yeah, that ties in on the same level. And we may grab this audio. I just sent it. But so we've got audio of it, too. But Speaker Pelosi being interviewed said, yes, China has committed genocide against the Uyghurs. Then she says, having said that, the bigger overriding issue is working together on climate. So genocide, not that big. We'll just overlook the genocide. You know, basically Speaker Pelosi saying, hey, if the Nazis had been big climate change people, we would have been like, hey, maybe we don't need to fight them because the bigger overriding issue, yes, they're committing genocide, but the bigger overriding issue is the climate. This is the argument that Nancy Pelosi is basically making. We'll just give the Germans Europe, Buck. Because, you know what, they're on the right side of the climate issue. Yes, we're a little bit uncomfortable with the totalitarianism and the Hitler and the Heil Hitler chants and everything else. But they're on the right side when it comes to the climate, so we're going to overlook everything else.
Climate change is a religious belief for people who think they're too smart for religion and are wrong. And this is
actually
why
really well said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you had one of those graphs that shows belief, if you had a Venn diagram.
Venn diagram.
Yeah. Thank you. Those who are climate change alarmists and extremists, and those who quadruple mask and want to force the sixth booster shot into your 8-year-old's arm, because God forbid the virus that has already spread to more than half the country, by the way, if we're really going to look at the extrapolation, the virus that has already just ripped through the country for going on 18 months, 2 years now, they're willing to go through any extreme, and they also on COVID, and they also they'll justify anything. Working with a genocidal regime, okay, maybe we don't like that, Clay, but how good are their solar panels? This is an actual Democrat thought process.
It's like saying, other than the serial killing he did, he's a pretty good dude. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer, yes, he killed a lot of people, chopped them up, and he ate them. But he was on the right side of climate change, and that's why it's important to work with him.
This is also something that you see come up where the leftists know that this is a card they can play. Climate change is always whatever they want to change the subject, get the base all fired up. For a while, they would do this also with guns, and that will come back. You remember when Harvey Weinstein got into his initial trouble, he put out some statement that was like, you know, we're going to have an investigation of whether I was sexually assaulting all these women, but I'm going to take some time to really go after the NRA now. Like, that was a real thing that happened. Climate change is also the get-out-of-jail-free card, whatever Democrats wanted.
Well, it's like when Kevin Spacey decided to announce he was gay after he got caught with, violating people, right? Like, all the underage people. He was like, well, you know, I'm gay. And we're like, well, yeah, but that you're assaulting underage kids, allegedly. Well, but it's important, Kevin Spacey said, that he wanted everybody to know he was gay.
We got big things coming up, including the latest numbers at the U.S.-Mexico border are mind-blowing. We basically have an open border. Plus, we got Senator Ted Cruz joining in the third hour, 2:05 Eastern time, to talk to us about all that. Coming up, though, General Milley, still very much at the top of the news cycle. Is he gonna have to go? Will they make him resign? Clay and I'll break that down for you. Plus, North Korea fired off some missiles. Anybody want to know what the heck's going on there? We'll explain it to you coming up in just a few.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. Or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.